together. Faith means works. Well, let's talk about obedience for a moment. So on page 55, the title is Necessity of Obedience. So kind of anytime you, when we read these verses, you see the word about anything that has to do with obey, you know, require, must do. I certainly didn't place these words. I just circled it or underlined it. In my Bible too, because when I read the actual text of my Bible, like my eye is right there. For the sake of this lesson, you can see, you know, on page 55, the necessity of obedience. Right, here's the verses. Very familiar verse in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning of verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. We have a lot of people saying Lord, Lord in our world. Some that never worship or attend, or they don't pray any other time except in jeopardy or in a time of crisis. Oh, Lord. Did you ever travel on 805 freeway? There's a big semi truck. He usually parks his truck on one of the overpasses, and there's legitimate parking there. It's not a yellow or red line, but it's parking space on this overpass. And on the trailer part of the tractor trailer, it has Jesus is Lord, or Jesus Christ, I think both words. Jesus Christ is Lord, not a swear word. So there are a lot of people call on Lord, yo Lord, oh Lord. But sometimes it's in cursing. So Jesus says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. I just circled he who does for my notes. So when I look at this verse, I'm keen on he who does. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, hadn't we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, or wonderful works? Well, that's a lot of good things. Well, that's pretty powerful. So they're going to present their case before God. Look at all the good things that I've done. In your name, what I thought was by your authority. In my opinion, I was doing it your way. But verse 22, then will I declare unto them, I never knew you. Ooh. Wow. Never knew them? These religious people? And from God's perspective, if you're not doing it my way, I don't even know who you are. You're making a great contribution to society. I'm not going to discredit that ability or what those religions do. They help us to live peaceable. They're contributors. They're moral, upstanding. But on the spiritual side, Jesus is going to look at them that don't do things according to his will. You're who? Who? I never knew you. And then depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. From God's perspective, if you don't do it God's way, it's lawless, transgression, not right. You're not with me, you're against me. So the necessity of obedience is the story of this chapter. And that's hard language. And our only comfort in that is that Jesus said it. Put the blame on you, so to speak. Because somebody's being like, oh, you think you're the only ones going to heaven? No, that's not true. I know that only the church is going to heaven. Ephesians 5, verse 23. Jesus is the Savior of the body. That's what Jesus said. That's what I believe. And that I need to be in the body to be saved. Meaning the church, Colossians 1, verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church. So if I'm not in the church, I'm not in the body, and Jesus. to get in Christ Jesus, where salvation is located.
There's no condemnation.
No condemnation. Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
All right. Acts chapter 5. Well, this is where Peter and a couple of the apostles were put in prison. Angel released them. You know, because the religious people today said, don't you be preaching that. You're preaching a message that's turning the world upside down. You got to stop what you're preaching. You know, you're messing up this Jewish religion that we're hanging on to. So they were put in prison, then the angel cast them out, so then they went ahead and preached again, so they were rearrested. So here's the story. Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 27, on page 55 of your book. So Acts 5, verse 27. When they had brought them, they set them before the council. The high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." So I circled obey God. Obey God. Key phrase, because the lesson is titled The Necessity of Obedience. So that's a key phrase in this story. Obey God. And then Peter continues with his lesson. He kind of adds to it. Now, I'm going to tell you, we ought to obey God rather than men. There's something else. So he starts preaching. The very message they're saying, don't you preach this. So Peter preaches it to them. "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree." That's going to get you in good graces. How's that message working out for you, Peter? It's getting me arrested, but I have to obey God rather than men. So verse 31, him, meaning Jesus, God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. 5:32. So again, here you have a confrontation between, you know, Christians and the other that are not of that faith or that persuasion. And this Jewish council, these religious leaders say, don't you preach that message in this city. You're messing things up. You fill the city with the message. So they hauled them in, and the angel released them, come back, and go back and forth, in prison, out of prison. They said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Obey God. So, preach. Romans 13, verse 1. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Again, the title of this chapter, Necessity of Obedience. So you see the examples in these verses that were just given, that we just read about. Just Jesus saying, yeah, a lot of people say, Lord, Lord, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven gains entrance into the kingdom. And then the one right here in Acts chapter 5, the Jewish leader said, didn't we tell you not to do this? And then we ought to obey God rather than him. As long as the government, the religious leaders are not requesting us, if they request something other than what is biblical, we need to do that which is biblical. And that's part of this message in Romans chapter 13. Beginning of verse 1. Let every soul be subject. Well, that's the title of our lesson, isn't it? Be subject. So I circled those two words. Be subject. Or subject yourself. That's obedience. So let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Why would I want to do that? For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Now, let's think about that for a moment. It's an interesting phrase. As long as the rulers are just and think, we're putting the rulers in a good light here. As long as, you know, I do, or you and I do that which is right according to law, I have no fear of the law. You
too fast. If it's on a city street and he's in the speed limit is 35 and he's going 33, I get great pleasure going 35 and he's going right around because I know the law is on my side. I have no fear.
That's the problem.
But it just excites me to pass a police car. And, but while I'm obeying the law, you know.
His lights are off.
As long as, yeah. But if I'm going 30, I mean, I'm looking at my mirror. I'm looking at my gauge in the mirror. But I don't know, where was I? All right, so in verse 3 on page 56, this is up. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have the praise from the same. For he is a good minister to you for good. That's right. The law does us a lot of favors. A lot of favors. They're very benevolent, kind. Keep peace in the valley. But if you do, verse 4, but if you do evil, the very top of page 56, but if you do evil, be afraid. Now you take, you gotta make a spiritual lesson on this too. If you violate civil law, you ought to be afraid. Same thing, if you violate spiritual law, you ought to be afraid. Be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he's God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. I want to obey the laws of the land, because when I'm doing that, I'm obeying God, because God set the laws of the land in place, or rulers or magistrates. Now, they can make some unjust and some ungodly laws. That's humanity. But when that takes place, just like the verse before us, I'm going to obey God rather than men. They may legalize some things that God's word doesn't legalize. God. Comment or question? I just summarized when I was reading those verses. Remember, I tell you, when you read these chapters, many times when he reads the chapter, he just requotes the verse. I just highlighted the verses in pink or hot pink, but that's the way he's outlined the chapters. So you, when he gives you the introduction, he reads the verses. Then he repeats them through the lesson. He gives you the verses again, and then he just gives you a commentary on each verse. And so that's what I just did without reading the actual class lesson itself. I just summarized it for you. Necessity of obedience. One key phrase to summarize it. Colossians 3:17. This is on page 60, in the very middle of the application. Key verse, or summary verse. It's not in the introduction verses, but a key verse. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. In the name of means by the authority of. Whatever you do, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks unto the Father by Him. Giving thanks to God by Him. Alright, next week we're going to talk about the gospel. We might get two lessons in. So next week we'll try to do two lessons. This one on page 62, the gospel, and then repentance. And then the next one I think is confession and baptism. Let's go right to baptism. So very familiar topics these last chapters. So I think I can cover a couple of them at a time.